Welcome to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast, covering a range of legal topics, including updates from our four practice groups: private client, real estate, business services, and dispute resolution.
Welcome to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast. My name is Oliver Embley. I'm a senior associate in the private client team. My practice covers advising entrepreneurs and business owners on the succession and tax planning of their businesses. This podcast is covering business asset disposal relief, which is a relief available to those who own interests in trading companies. On the 11th of March 2020, Rishi Sunak delivered his budget. One of the main tax reforms announced was the restriction of entrepreneurs' relief, which was restyled as Business Asset Disposal Relief, or BADR for short. Mr. Sunak justified his reforms to entrepreneurs' relief, saying that it was expensive, ineffective and unfair, that 75% of the relief benefited only 5,500 affluent people at the end of the business cycle rather than at the beginning, and that the reforms would not affect 80% of business owners. BADR, like its predecessor, is a capital gains tax relief, reducing the rate of CGT from 20% to 10% on disposals of certain business assets by individuals, and in some cases trustees. The business assets that qualify are shares or securities in a private trading company, the whole or part of a business being transferred, and one or more assets in use at the time at which a business ceases to be carried on for the purpose of the business. Where all or part of a business is being transferred, that business may be carried on by a sole trader, as a partnership, or as a trading company. In order to qualify for BADR, a person must sell or dispose of an interest in a trading business and must have owned the business assets for more than 2 years prior to the disposal. Where a person is disposing of shares or securities in a private trading company, throughout the period of 2 years ending with the date of the disposal, the following conditions must be met. Number one, the company must be a trading company or the holding company of a trading group. Number two, the individual must own 5% or more of the share capital of the company. Number three, the individual must be able to exercise 5% or more of the voting rights of the company. And number four, the individual must be an officer or employee of the company. An individual owns 5% or more of the share capital if they are entitled to at least 5% of the company's profits available for distribution to equity holders on a winding up, or they are entitled to at least 5% of the proceeds in the event of a disposal of the whole of the ordinary share capital of the company. HM Revenue and Customs say that being an officer or employee and having more than 5% of the share capital or voting rights makes the business being disposed of the personal company of the individual. Shares or securities held by a trust can qualify for BADR if there is a qualifying beneficiary. Broadly, that is somebody who has a life interest or an interest in possession in the business assets. HMRC's view is that the qualifying beneficiary should hold an unfettered life interest in the trust shares throughout the 2 year period ending on the date of the sale. However, the need for this qualifying period is currently being disputed in the courts, and HMRC could be forced to change their view so that the qualifying beneficiary only needs to have the requisite interest at the time of the sale. Prior to the 11th of March, under the old ER regime, there was a lifetime allowance of £10 million of gains per person, or £20 million for spouses, that could benefit from ER. However, the lifetime allowance has now been reduced to £1 million per person, or £2 million for spouses under BADR. gains in excess of the lifetime allowance will be taxed at the standard rate of capital gains tax, which is 20%, despite the asset still qualifying for BADR. This means that for individuals disposing of successful businesses, or for serial entrepreneurs who have already used up their lifetime allowance, there is little or no capital gains tax benefit, because the lifetime allowance is now set at such a low level. There is an interaction between BADR and inheritance tax in situations where a disposal of qualifying business assets potentially triggers both inheritance tax as well as capital gains tax. For example, where an individual is gifting assets to a trust. Therefore, specialist advice should always be sought before carrying out any planning. For example, there is an unlimited inheritance tax exemption for business assets which have been owned for more than 2 years in the form of business property relief, which is the subject of my first Wedlake Bell legal podcast. It is also possible for individuals to claim investors relief when they invest in private company shares. IR is aimed at external investors and works in a similar way to BADR by reducing the rate of CGT to 10%, where an individual has subscribed for newly issued ordinary shares in an unlisted trading company after the 17th of March 2016. In order to qualify for IR, number one, a person must sell or dispose of an interest in an unlisted trading company. Number two, the shares being disposed of must have been newly issued and subscribed for new consideration. Number three, the shares must have been issued by the company on or after the 17th of March 2016 and must have been held for a period of 3 years from the 6th of April 2016. And the shares must have been held continuously for a period of 3 years before the disposal. The key difference between IR and BADR is that in order to claim IR, there is no requirement for the interest being disposed of to be the individual's personal company. IR is also much more generous than BADR, as there is still a lifetime allowance of £10 million of gains per person, which can be used in conjunction with the £1 million BADR lifetime allowance. It does seem unfair to treat investors more favourably than those who actually run their businesses, but this is how the law currently stands. The world has changed significantly in the last 6 months, and tax rises to pay for the government's COVID spending seem inevitable. BADR, whilst a watered-down version of entrepreneurs' relief, is still a very generous tax break, which would be easy to abolish, bearing in mind the Conservatives' pledge not to increase income tax, national insurance or VAT. Furthermore, it seems likely that the rate of CGT will increase from the currently historic low level of 20% to match income tax rates, which are 40% for higher rate taxpayers and 45% for additional rate taxpayers. The effects of the possible abolition of BADR and an increase in CGT will mean that those who sell their businesses for up to £10 million may now be paying £4.5 million of tax rather than £1 million before March 2020. If you're considering a sale of your business or passing it down to the next generation, you should consider acting sooner rather than later to take advantage of BADR and IR before it's too late.
You just listened to the Wedlake Bell Legal Podcast. If you liked our episode and want to know more, then check out our website, www.wedlakebell.com. Wedlake Bell. Building relationships is at the heart of everything we do.